Episode 238. Yes, 238. I know when you listen to the episode, we couldn't remember which episode it was. And really, that's because we don't always number all our episodes. So if we do a something like the Summer of 84 movie review, which we did, or if we did a special conversation away team at like Dragon Con with Jim Nettles, then we don't always number those. Those are kind of special podcast episodes. So, yeah, it is episode 238. And our guest from the Carolina Renaissance Festival, happy to have them back. I forget how many times we've had them on. The Lord Mayor Bullfrog and Lady, well, you'll have to listen to the episode, the lady parts in discussion to be determined. But anyway, if you need information about Carolina RenFest, so much fun. September 29th this year through November 18th. And you can go to carolina.renfestinfo.com to find out more info or look them up on Facebook. They've got a cool Facebook page. So have fun and enjoy the hilarity.
Podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ. There are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the guardians of the geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
Wait, it's begun?
It has begun.
Fear the hurricane?
Has begun.
Batten down the hatches.
Remember, folks, it's not that the wind is blowing, it's what the wind's blowing.
That's true.
The answer?
No.
No.
It's not blowing in the wind?
No. Often it's cows and projectiles.
Carrie Elwes?
That's the same cow.
Women on bicycles.
All right. So we are here.
It's a tornado, not a hurricane.
I know. That was
semantics. I'm sure it picks up other witches.
You guys are too much. So this is episode 239, I believe. If not, it'll be corrected.
I have no idea.
I thought it was 238 because I thought
we did. No, because we have a recorded 238 you haven't been on because it was Dragon Con.
Oh, well, you know.
I don't know. It's probably 240.
Does that one get a number, though? Because a lot of times we don't number those.
It's a special edition.
Yeah. Look at your phone and that will tell you what episode this is. I'm never mentioning episode numbers again except for 237.
That's why I stopped doing it, honestly.
It's a very special episode of Blossom.
Facts of life. You take the good, you take the bad. Okay. All right. So we are here. With the Lord Mayor Bullfrog.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Greetings, everyone. Vote early, vote often, vote Bullfrog.
And are you still Lady Viola?
You know, there's a distinction between like woman and lady. I am definitely a woman. I am certainly not a lady.
I would vote for that.
Oh boy.
Oh gosh.
It's going to be a long carriage ride home. I tell you that anyways.
But you're here to tell us about Fairhaven. It's going to be reappearing. It's like a mythic land. It's kind of like Iron Fist, where the portal opens.
Every year they pack it up.
Once every 100 years, we reappear like Brigadoon.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Not with all the Scotsmen we have.
That's true.
Indeed, we begin the last weekend of September this year, and a completely out-of-character date for us. It's usually always October.
Oh, it probably messed with your head a little bit, Lord Mayor.
It always messes with my head. It comes much sooner than I want and goes away much sooner than I want.
It's true.
It's true. But yeah, so this is a brand new season. Do you have I know that each of the weekends have a season, but what new stuff can we expect this year?
Ooh, me.
Guess what, guys?
What?
We have mermaids.
Ooh. Oh.
So you'll have the opportunity to meet mermaids in the village. There will be a mermaid in the water and a mermaid out of the water, and you can come and greet them and get a chance to interact with someone really magical. So we're very excited that we have been fishing and caught mermaids sustainably.
Yes.
Very important.
They're not farmed mermaids.
No. This was introductions, conversations,
though
consent.
I do have plans.
Very important.
If the merfolk can vote for you, you'll be in for life, right?
Well, and there were entire conversations with the fairies as well, who also speak mermaid, making sure that everybody was in agreement that they wanted to come and visit while the queen was in the village.
Is Jason Momoa going to be there? Because I would be there every weekend.
Hang on. My brain has wandered. Give me a moment.
I'm only one Lord Mayor. I can't do everything in a year.
Excuse us all while we replay the Aquaman trailer in our heads.
All right. I love that poster. Have you seen it? It's like, what do you care that the movie's about? Jason Momoa is here. Here's a picture.
That poster's wonderful.
It's amazing.
So we're excited about the mermaids. What else, Lord Mayor? What are you excited about this year that's new?
Well, as if it's not dangerous enough, we have a wandering dragon, fire flicker.
Wow.
Because, you know, we don't believe in cages. Everyone's free roaming.
Absolutely, free roaming dragon.
And we have a dragon fire flicker at great personal risk to myself. I went out and had this invited to our village. And he can amaze and delight you and help reheat your food.
Oh, that's handy on those cold weekends.
It is.
And easy to do because it's all on a stick.
Just gather around the dragon with your little
turkey
stick
legs.
On a stick.
Indeed. But it's a delightful new addition to the festival.
And if there's anybody that you need to get rid of, just dress them in gold and bring them over. It'll be fine.
Oh, dear.
No one will notice.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I would like to point out that I've been through several monarchs.
We might have to warn Her Majesty not to be terribly shiny this year.
Yes.
Lest she be mistaken for the Arkenstone.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness.
Of course, if you have the one ring...
She's not married. She does not have just one ring. She has whatever rings she wants.
That's right. She's not married. We could do a dating game.
Oh, please do not try and match off Her Majesty with somebody. Let her choose.
Oh, I thought he was talking about the dragon.
Don't match off dragons.
Whatever people buy a ticket for, I'm up for that.
We did get Falstaff Crush, the romantic publishing company, did donate some dragon porn.
What kind of show is this since I've been here last?
I was trying to keep it safe, but then Carol just kind of blurted the word out.
Sorry about that. Dragon erotica.
Yes, dragon erotica. Maybe we could bring that to her ladyship.
Out of my schedule for this.
Hey, we rearranged our schedule to be here for you because you were a dignitary.
I am. Where's that porn? Is it gonna be in the gift bag?
It is.
You already know we've hit a rough part in the conversation when somebody like me goes, "Hey, guess what? Remember, we're a family-friendly village." But we are. We're for all ages, and the stories you have are perhaps not.
Well, hello. I'm Lord Mayor Bullfrog. I have only just arrived. Who was that fellow I saw leaving just moments ago?
He is an imposter.
What is that book under his arm?
No, I think that was the mad publication that you took. So if you don't know what we're talking about with that, you need to go watch the unboxing video.
That's right.
Some of my best work.
Perhaps. At least Lindsay got to try on a beautiful robe, she had a tail.
I had a tail.
Yeah, which would be a great thing to bring to the Renaissance Festival if you win it at the Geek Gala.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then you also need to win the basket that will have the passes to the Carolina Renaissance Festival in
or,
it.
Or make a new friend and you both go together.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Or you can buy passes. It's actually a very affordable day out.
Yes.
Ooh. It is a grand day out.
It's a very grand day out.
Quoting the Glasgow Herald.
But if you have to choose between the Geek Gala that weekend and the Renaissance Festival, come to the Geek Gala and win the Renaissance Festival tickets. Problem solved.
And then do all the things.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All of them.
Mostly for free.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know.
So besides mermaids and dragons, what else is new this year? And what year is this? Is this like the 26th?
This is the 25th year of Cheers. We had
25 years of Cheers.
And
it's a quarter of a century old.
Some of us have been there a lot longer than others, right, Lord Mayor?
I was going to say thank you for pointing out that 25 is a long time, because this will be my 20th year as Lord Mayor of Fairhaven.
I don't know why we keep re-electing you.
No one else wants the job.
You're not wrong.
It's a thankless task.
But this is, if I'm not mistaken, your 21st year in the village and 20th yes. year as our Lord Mayor.
As Lord
wow,
Mayor.
That's oh. the quickest like election.
Yeah.
It only took you 1 year.
Very quickly in the
race. It was very quick.
Well,
ranks.
And there was a coup. Like there was a whole conspiracy to make him Lord Mayor.
But then you've never gone beyond that.
No.
Because monarchs come and go, but the Lord Mayor remains.
If you've ever read about a rebellion against the monarchy, you never read about Lord Mayors losing their head.
No. He's very smart.
Indeed. In fact,
maybe losing. Well, never mind. Family friendly.
But what?
His sash. You mean the sash yes, that says Lord
that
Mayor?
That was it, the sash.
The sash.
But yes. To help clarify how I became Lord Mayor, yeah, there was talk of conspiracies and such. But my original job was Registrar of Voters, and then becoming Lord Mayor just kind of fell into place.
I was actually going to say lose your figure because you always are tasting everything.
Yes. When I became Lord Mayor, I was 175 pounds. I am
what
now
in the, what?
I am now at least twice the man I was when I started. No, I was not 175 pounds.
I was going to say because I was doing math.
Don't do math.
What stage do you want to be on this year, Gypsy?
I'm in the woods walk.
Would you like
on Surreal's Music Pavilion singing with my friend as Vagabonds and Sailors?
You know I could change that. You could be in the tank.
I think they've already printed the program.
I'll print new ones.
Uh-oh.
So there's more stages this year. Is that correct?
There are. Lord Mayor, how many stages do we have now?
Now we have 14 stages.
Oh, my
very
goodness.
Very excited.
Magic, yeah. Mayhem, mischief, and more.
That's two more than the 12-step program. So you should be all set. Just go to all the stages.
And all the pubs.
Renaissance Festival is not for quitters.
The 15th stage is a stage of denial that there's not another stage to go to.
Yes.
You just go back to the first. And start over again.
Start over again, indeed.
But on our stages, we have something for everybody. If you like juggling or acrobatics or aerial silks and aerial work, music, comedy, sword fighting, dancing. I mean, we have everything
amazing.
For you.
There's,
everything.
I think the best part about the Renaissance Festival is there's always the things that you love are still mm-hmm. there from mm-hmm. year to year, but then there's always something new.
Mm-hmm.
There's always several somethings new or several some
indeed.
Buddies we, new
exactly.
to see perform. And then every weekend's a different theme. Mm-hmm. So
indeed, and if I'd brought the papers with me that listed the various themes, I would tell you what they are.
Yeah.
In order.
All I see is a bunch of ballots coming out of your sash. I don't see any other important paperwork.
But if you take a look at the website, renfestinfo.com, click on Carolina, and you'll see the list of all of our themed weekends. Mm-hmm. We will always have a kids-free weekend, usually right over Halloween. We've always got a fun time with Time Travelers Weekend mm-hmm. or Pirates Christmas Weekend. We've got special promotions running throughout the season. Celtic Music Weekend is one of my favorites because you don't get enough Celtic music the rest of the weekend.
Indeed, yeah.
We're going to make it extra Celtic just for you.
This year with reverb.
But no, you can always find that at renfestinfo.com/Carolina.
Yeah. You've heard me do that so many times, you know it now too.
I never get to say it because you keep talking.
Until now.
And you render him speechless.
Don't cry.
Tiffany, have you gone to the Ren Fair?
I have.
When was the last time you
went? Maybe a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It's probably time for a revisit.
Time for a revisit.
I have missed you. I have.
I missed you as well.
I've pined for you like the fjords.
I'm flattered.
Yes.
Pining for the fields.
The fjords.
Fjords. Nice bit of work on the fjords. Slurdy bird fest.
The dead parrot. Cranky edges.
I'm right there with you.
And when were the last time, Carol, you were at the...
Oh, last year.
Of course
I went
you
three
were.
Times last year.
You did. What a lovely woman.
After 15 years working there, I think it's like, I finally get to enjoy it.
Yes.
We enjoy it. We work there and we love it and we enjoy it.
No, I was going to say, when does that happen for me? I mean, all I do while I'm there is
I enjoy it.
I work. There's always some problem first thing in the morning I have to solve. And then I have to, well, it's a delightful fairy tea time with all the little fairies and such. And then I have to go to luncheon for an hour and a half.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Happens. The Lord Mayor's household makes... food. Wonderful food and feeds you.
They do. They do.
You look so miserable.
And starting last year, I got them to cater the joust that I host.
They bring him a plate of food to the joust that he's hosting.
They do.
So it's like having a box at a sporting event. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here you go. Here's your place of honor. Here's your food. We've taken care of everything. Excellent seats.
One jouster, Vincenzo, was up there watching me to see how the joust was progressing. And he goes, what's with all the plates? And I was like, well, I haven't catered. And he turned to me and he said, I want to be a Lord Mayor.
Thou art this far away from going, this seat is not cushiony enough. Yes. And somebody would sit there and be your cushion.
Yes.
You're like this far away from it.
This far.
Oh, well, now you've given him an idea.
Please do not sit on the villagers.
I need more cushy bottoms.
Don't we all?
I seem to be working on mine every day.
Now, you know, Fairhaven is quite expansive. So
it is.
So there are some tips that you probably would suggest to somebody who is going to the Carolina Run Festival the first year.
Absolutely. Yes, go with a buddy.
Yes, yeah, go with a buddy.
Buddy system is always well, and you'll have a better time that way. Being able to go with a friend. The map and the schedule is always available on the website in advance. Mm-hmm. If you are having a good time at the festival, you do not have enough time to do the whole thing in one day.
You do not.
Truly.
I recommend get there before we open so you can catch the front gate show starring yours truly. But then circle out the things you want to do on the program. Do them, and then you will find that you still do not have enough time, even if you plan the day in advance before you arrive.
Well, we have more than 500 artisans in the village with their wares, and so even just the shopping can be all day. Yep. And so if you're wanting to see shows and get to shop and get to really explore, we recommend taking a look at that in advance of coming out. Plan around the jousts. We've got 3 jousts a day.
They fill up quickly.
Oh, they do. They fill up very quickly.
They do.
But there's something wonderful the Lord Mayor mentioned about being there before we've officially opened the gates. So you can see the arrival of Her Majesty and her court. Mm-hmm. If you arrive before the gates open for that time on the ticket, if you arrive, if you're standing there by the front gate about 9:30 or 9:35, Her Majesty is very prompt. And she will arrive around that time. And then you can not only see the court arrive, but you can hear a little bit about what the day is going to be like. Mm-hmm. You can get a taste of some of the acts that are going to be there. You'll get a little sampling there. And then you get a chance to hear us fire the cannon.
It's a majestic device. It goes off with a bang.
We do. We fire the cannon every morning at 10 of the clock. And there's something wonderful about being there, standing among the woods, standing among your friends, and hearing and feeling the percussive reverb of that cannon.
And how many men my age can be that predictable?
That is why you are not the cannoneer.
No, I'm not the cannoneer. I pay someone to do that.
And we're grateful that you don't fire off the trebuchet at the same time.
No.
You will want to wear comfortable shoes.
Yes, please.
Very comfortable shoes.
Stilettos, for sure.
Yeah. Stilettos,
your best stilettos.
Wear comfortable shoes. Make sure to hydrate. Make sure you eat during the day. Make sure you hydrate.
Oh, because the food's amazing.
And the food's incredible.
And honestly, the food is reasonably priced for this kind of an event. Mm-hmm. You can go and get a drink. You can go and get, that for a reasonable amount of time.
We have something for everybody. So,
though my tip go with a buddy, send the buddy to the drink line, and you get on the food line.
Oh, and you get on the food line. Yes. Divide and conquer.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah. Divide and conquer. Nice.
Yeah, when we do a Charlotte Geeks Weekend, and we haven't done one in the past couple of years, and I apologize for that. But
I know.
But we go there anyway. But sure. I always suggest to people that they wear their Charlotte Geeks button, because mm-hmm. you may find somebody in the crowd, and then all of a sudden we used to all kind of gather around 12:31 mm-hmm. at the pavilions, mm-hmm. and then from there, if you came by yourself, you could match up with a buddy. So that's always a good thing.
That's a wonderful thing. I like that. You're mm-hmm. very, yeah. very conscientious.
Well, we try. But yeah, it's either plan ahead or don't plan at all and just wander and aimlessly just let it go. And have a wonderful it. Time.
That's what I do.
Oh,
yeah. I, at any moment, I say to myself,
and 20 years later, he's still wandering.
I just wander from catered lunch to catered lunch, don't you?
What would the belly dancers do? Where are they? I should go make sure they're safe.
Uh-oh.
It's a cultural exchange program.
What are you exchanging with them culturally?
Oh, he is very good at belly. And they're very good at dance.
Yes.
No, our belly dancers are stunning and talented performers with a range of experience. And that troupe is always growing, developing, and doing really stunning things on that stage.
Amazing.
With ladies. Live music, which is always a bonus. Anytime you can have live yeah. musicians, it really adds to the environment and the...
And fire.
Experience. Oh, and fire.
Fire!
They are my favorite towards the end of the season. You go, I'm going to go and support my friends who are dancing with fire. I'm going to hold my hands out just a little bit. They're amazing.
And that's another thing. Because of the expanse and the fact that there is woods and then areas mm-hmm. that are in the bright sunshine, layers are always a good idea.
Layers are good.
Yes.
Because there's been definitely, when I go see the joust, I want... to just have my, short sleeve shirt on, because mm-hmm. you're right out there in the sun. Mm-hmm. But where the belly dancers are and where the beer garden is mm-hmm. a little more shaded, and it's definitely 10 to 15 degrees cooler. Mm-hmm.
And wherever the Lord Mayor is, that's shady.
That's where
it depends on how tall you are.
True. I meant morally. But I'll take that.
I was thinking, gastrically. So.
Yes. I am sometimes a total eclipse.
Well, but, I have that problem too. But we're it's a family-friendly show, so we're not going to talk about that.
It is, yes.
Yeah. So, and then are there any new acts that we should be aware of besides the
mermaids?
Mermaids and the dinosaur.
The dinosaur.
The dragon.
Dragon.
You just insulted the dragon.
No, it's all right. There's a distinction.
Yeah.
There's a distinction. I hate to tell you this, but dragons are no longer, wanting to be called dinosaurs. Dinosaurs no longer walk the earth, and dragon is now the appropriate term.
Oh, okay.
And so we want to make sure we're using the right terms
sorry.
For them.
That's right.
Oh, I'm goodness. Sorry.
I was going to say, the only dinosaur out there is me.
No, you know what it was? Is we were at Dragon Con, and there was a flurry of dinosaurs this year, and it just confused me.
It did kind of Rex it for me.
Rex. T-Rex.
Because the Lord Mayor always goes to Dragon Con.
You just always drag.
And always involved in a con.
Yes, you are.
You are a politician.
And I own it. I own it. I'm all things to all people. Well, that kind of silenced the room.
We were trying to figure out how to proceed with that in an honorable manner. We couldn't.
They could not.
See, I've had my effect on you already. The entire room is now shady.
Oh, we were before you got here.
So the start is at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and it ends at 5 p.m.
5:30.
But if you're in there, there's always some 4:45 shows like the Tortuga Twins.
Officially, the tickets say we end at 5:30.
Now, it's before daylight savings time.
Yes, but the first few weekends, we tend to be opened unofficially, without any guarantees, but if the sun is shining and the weather is good, perhaps as late as 6:30. Mm-hmm. And when the savings time changes and such,
then it's 5:30.
Yeah.
We are dependent on the great orb in the sky.
Yeah. So, and it's definitely one of those things where you want to spend all day.
Yeah.
You do.
You do. Mm-hmm. Don't think that you're going to take your kids for 2 hours. It's just not going to happen.
No.
You can't even get into the parking lot and get through the front gate and the first two stages.
The earlier you arrive, the easier it is for you to find a place for your caravan quickly and be able to unload you and your friends or your family and get there to the front gate and wait for us to fire that morning cannon and spend as much of the day as you possibly can out there. It's a magical experience for sure.
I mean, I meant as much the fact that there's so much to see in that first 10 feet you walk in. It's like that alone could take you 2 hours.
It can be overwhelming.
It can be.
Now, you do have some disability services available for people on site. So
we do indeed.
There is a lot of walking involved, but there are alternative methods.
There are scooters available, and if you've got children with you, there are also wagons available to be able to pull them around, which makes that really nice and easy. And so please take a look. You'll also find that on the website about some of our disability services and priority seating in areas for the joust and things of that nature.
And as someone who has pushed and pulled a wheelchair all around that festival site myself, I would recommend you to pace yourself because nothing's paved.
Yes.
And so on. So perhaps a scooter is the best.
Yeah. While I'm thinking about some of the things that we do to include everybody who wants to come into the Village of Fairhaven, also take a look. I don't know offhand what the date is, but we will always have a Deaf Awareness Day, and we'll bring in interpreters, student interpreters, and adult professional interpreters who will interpret the shows. My favorite is the brave person who interprets for the Tortuga show.
The last one?
We've had the occasional volunteer to interpret for that show, and that has been really fascinating because you have to make the determination. Do you sign literally what was said?
Uh-oh.
Or do you sign the interpretation of what was said in the R-rated Tortuga show? They have taken various approaches, but you'll see those are available as well. So I like when we have interpreters in the village.
I would think equally Zilch the Tortuga seller.
Zilch is really funny because for Zilch, there has to be an explanation at the beginning for an interpreter that the adjacent words are going to have the first section of the word or the first letter flipped. Zilch actually has an incredible interpreter he's worked with at the Minnesota Festival, which is where he is before he comes down to see us in Carolina.
Oh.
And they had so much fun with the interpretation of that there is actually a DVD of him interpreted by incredible person.
Well, and we went 1 year on Deaf Awareness, and he was saying things and watching the interpreter and says, I don't think she interpreted that correctly. And she was like, I don't know.
it's always a lot of fun. So we've got things for making sure that we've got accessibility for mobility and for Deaf Awareness and all kinds of great things in the festival.
And in addition to the performers,
such
as yourselves, there is a whole host of villagers that come out and do various things. And then you have your hardcore. I mean, we think of Wanda right off the bat.
We would refer to people like Wanda as a patron.
Yeah.
They are patrons in our village, but they come dressed up and in costume and ready to play.
With a ticket.
With a ticket. We village people. We very colorful village people.
Can we do FMCA?
We village people get very excited to see patrons because we know that when you come dressed up and you're in the spirit and you're having a good time, it's another person that you can make a great connection with.
Uh-huh.
And so we get very excited to see them because they're often, those are people that we like to spend time talking with and playing with and telling jokes with. And we have a great time with our patrons.
They want to come and play back.
Yes.
Nice.
And if you don't have costumes, you can actually rent ones right as you enter.
There's costume rental right there as you enter, or you can come in whatever it is you want to wear and be comfortable.
I was going to say you can come as a muggle, but that would be the wrong terminology. But
Many people do come as muggles. They just don't know it.
I
always get
excited. It's their closet cosplay. They don't realize it's cosplay.
I always get excited to see the people who come in for example, I've seen a variety of that sort of tealish blue colored shirt, kind of loose fitting. There's a big number on the front. It tells you that they have like 48 panthers at home. I like those people because they often forget what their shirt or chemise is. And I get to make lovely commentary about it
or oh,
oh my gosh,
right? Oh, it's a lot of fun. Or the very nice gentleman from the old Navy, because we have a new Navy now. Her Majesty has enlisted more people, so it's always fun for us. So come comfortable, come as you are, as you want to be, and have a great time. What? He shot me a look.
Smells like gypsy spirit.
So I wear what I want to wear.
You do wear what you want to wear. Who cares, censors or decency or morals?
No, it's just a lot of noise. It's a ton of bells.
That is true. There's no she's no sneaking up on anyone. No. There's not.
So you actually sing on the stage.
What?
And but are you? Do you play as well?
I do. So I play a baritone ukulele and sing. I know. Baritone ukulele because it looks more like a guitar, but I don't want to have to mess with the other two strings. So just four strings because I'm lazy. And smaller than a guitar, but no, I sing with my partner Tamlin Thrincourt, and we are known as Vagabonds and Sailors, and so it's two voices and a bit of accompaniment.
Yes, but yes, I remember when you're very. I love your ukulele, so I have one also.
Who doesn't,
Mister Mister Mikey Lord Mason? Came over and said, Joey, you haven't tuned this yet. And I'm like, I know.
No.
How could he tell?
See, I went from having a 12-string guitar, which mm-hmm. somebody had said, you can just remove every other string and learn. And that didn't happen.
No.
And so now I've bought a 4-string guitar. And what I really need to do is just buy a 6-string guitar.
It reminds me what they say about lute players. They spend half of their time tuning and the other half playing out of tune.
Yeah. Carol is nodding. Carol knows.
Yes. See, my thing is that I have a piano and I've played it all my mm-hmm. life. I played a clarinet, but I should not have.
I love some good klezmer music.
And so, but you can't carry a guitar, piano on your back.
I started out as a cellist, and I can carry a cello. But finding a chair in which to put my posterior so I can sit and play is a little bit more difficult. And, you know, I want to make sure that there's room for all the other musicians at the stage as well. So I picked up the ukulele because I can strap it to my back and push it to the back if I need it out the way. So I picked up the ukulele so that I would have something that I could travel around the village with. I play that. And it lets me also sing because I also play Irish whistle. But one cannot whistle and sing at the same time.
That's why I'm encouraged to play the Irish whistle. Yeah.
Mistake me not. I have tried because I can play my whistle with my nose. but it's difficult to get the breath control and the embouchure in your nostril and sing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm providing a paradise out there in Fairhaven.
Nose flute is a completely legitimate type of music.
That's right.
It just isn't what I was thinking of.
Nose flute and ear trumpet. It's the perfect mix.
That's not the trumpet he plays.
As I tell her majesty, I cannot sing, I cannot dance. I can but trumpet her arrival.
Can you sing by the door? I'll help you out.
Oh, no. I am legally enjoined against singing any song by the ASCAP people.
Again, you can sing by the door.
By the door.
I'll help you out.
Yeah.
No? Okay. That was my dad's joke.
I like it.
You know, it's like when I would come home from school with a report card that said outstanding. He's like, outstanding where? In the rain?
The Lord Mayor is outstanding in his field.
That's right.
You'll catch him just in the middle of nowhere.
We wish he would stand in the field.
Hands on his hips, sort of chin up in the air. Lord Mayor, what are you doing?
Did you aspirate again?
No, I'm outstanding in my field. I love that joke.
Oh, well, guys and ladies.
She called me a lady.
I know. Immediately after I did it. If this had been a visual podcast, it would just would have shown. But.
Well...
I try.
Maybe I'm very trying.
If I treat you like a lady, that's what my dad used to say. Maybe you'll act like one. But no.
Good luck with that.
No, I've been out there for 13 years. I haven't been ladylike once.
And it's actually better because if you have to sit on the floor, if you can't find a chair, it's better if you're not feeling unladylike to begin with.
Well, that's what the big skirt is for.
Exactly.
Nobody sees.
So last year I wore my big skirt, but it had a bustle thing, the thing underneath it with the things.
A hoop?
With the things.
Well, not a hoop, but...
A bum roll?
You know.
A farthingale? A bustle?
A corded petticoat?
There are all kinds of things we wear under our stuff.
Petticoat. It had petticoat and additional lace, and I came home with so much hay all over and straw, and Starslord, who is the master of the laundry, was like, I don't even know what to do with this anymore. And somehow my muslin petticoat became purple.
The response is always, hey, you were out at the Renaissance Festival.
Exactly.
Oh.
Until they were there until they bailed.
They don't get any funnier. Come and hear us tell a lot of bad jokes. Weekends, last weekend of September through the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Yes, 8 festive weekends.
Ooh. Like very a hen, he's weekends. Full of yolks, folks. So
exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
All right, on that note, or flute, nose flute note.
On that note, we shall blow.
Yes. So go to what website again?
Renfestinfo.com.
And here's an insider tip. If you go to the Facebook page, they're still giving away some tickets.
I am very generous.
So there's chances for you to win passes.
There are lots of chances for you to win passes. So please follow Carolina Renaissance Festival on Facebook.
And I believe Harris Teeter has coupons still.
Yes, discount tickets for sale.
Yes.
Indeed, yes.
Mm. Yeah, so all the good stuff. Thank you guys and women's for coming.
Well done, well done.
I can't do it. Guys and dolls, thanks so much for being here.
Well, we appreciate being had.
Huzzah to them.
Huzzah!
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.